looking at that first meeting, what did you guys really do well against them? I think you only held them like 65 yards on the ground, too, as well.
We had a great start, right? Well, it was another one of those situations where we played really well the entire game, but one or two plays killed us in at the end. And, you know, that the turnover for a touchdown, that was a little bit of a momentum swing, right? And after that, they felt like they were back in the game, and they were able to compete throughout the game for that reason. And I think that, you know, if we get them down like we had them last time they were here, we should finish it off.
It was noticeable when Danny was out those couple of games, noticeable now that he's back. What does he bring to this defense?
Reps. A guy that's been playing this game for a long time, played it at the highest level. I think that, you know, Danny just has this you know, he has a feel for the game, right? Something that a veteran linebacker has, and is able to make those reads and look at his keys and be able to help his defensive line out and his secondary out. So, you know, having a piece like that is just vital to any success on defense.
You know, linemen, failure on failure, are always judged on sacks. How close are you coming to these, you know, over the last month, and how much you fiending for another one here?
I think I missed about four in the last month, right? I'm talking about hands on the quarterback and falling off. But, you know, in those situations, I've set up other guys to be able to, you know, finish those sacks off. And so as the ultimate goal, I really look at our defense as a whole. I think we have somewhere in the mid to high 30s on sacks. A good defense finishes in the 40s to 50s, right? And so that's our goal, is to finish out this season strong, rushing the passer.